Kitchen Tune-Up can tunify your kitchen and give you a functional and inviting space in only 1 to 5 days. And many projects are only $99 to $249 a month. Request a free virtual consultation at kitchentuneup.com and get ready to love your kitchen again.
All right, 10 minutes past 9 o'clock on this Wednesday morning on WPH. You remember back in 2018, there was a statewide election to change how we map out political districts in Michigan, and it was to give more control to the people. And so there was an independent Citizens Redistricting Commission put together, a bipartisan group of 13 Michiganders, and they're putting together a new map. Joining us right now, a couple members of that commission. Richard Weiss is online with us right now. Richard, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks. And MC Rothorn. MC, good morning to you as well.
Good morning to you both.
Appreciate you joining us this morning. I want to ask you both the same question. Richard, I'll start with you. What made you want to sit on this commission? What, when you first heard about it, said, I want to do this?
I guess the real reason was that about a year ago, I did jury duty, and of course, I'm beyond the age that you have to do it, but I thought it was my duty as a citizen and as a, you know, Michigan person to sit on this committee if I got chosen, and so I applied, and I made the cut, and I'm now here, so I think I can make a difference in how we do this and make some changes that will help what people want, as we've been listening to, you know, the sessions here, the public meetings. So I'm hoping I can make a difference.
MC, how about you? What made you decide you wanted to do this?
I'm going to echo a lot what Richard said. It's meaningful to be a citizen and participating in democracy this way. I think there's, you know, politicians have been, you know, and they're elected, they're professionals. We're not professionals. We're citizens that are doing this, right? And just like every other citizen, right, we have to participate in democracy because we can make a difference. And frankly, the democracy fails if we don't participate.
The idea was for this to be an independent and nonpartisan panel, is it?
Yes. We say nonpartisan, it's actually tripartisan, right? We have independents or those who affiliate with neither the Democratic nor the Republican Party. And then we have, five of those commissioners, and then we have four Democratic and four Republican. So I think it's made up of a balanced citizen body, right? We don't necessarily identify, right? We have self-identified ourselves in those political parties, but that's not how we talk. We actually are citizens listening, like Richard said, right, to other citizens who are going to help us actually draw these lines that, where voters will actually elect their politicians rather than, the politicians sort of drawing the lines and then choosing their voters.
You have since last month been fanning out across the state, holding these public hearings in several different locations. You have one coming up next week, next Tuesday, June 22nd, at the Blue Water Convention Center right here in Port Huron. What kind of things are you hearing from citizens as you go out there? And I'll ask each of you this, and Richard, I'll start with you. What are you hearing from people at these hearings?
Well, a lot of our complaints that we're hearing are about the gerrymandering, the districts not being set up like they should be, squared up, and that there's been some on either party's position here to get an advantage. And I'm hoping that we will be able to, change that and by listening to the individuals stating what they would like us to do. And hopefully we'll be able to help everybody on this.
MC, how about you? What have you been hearing?
I'll say the number one thing I'm hearing is thank you, quite honestly. There's a lot of folks that are like adding thank you, and we recognize that you have a hard job and that you're not going to make anyone happy. But as Richard said, like we have a lot of hope. So I think that thank you is probably the number one thing. And then, what Richard said, that, you know, end this partisan gerrymandering, make it fair, and frankly, show us what you're going to do, like keep it transparent.
That all sounds good. Is that possible to do? I realize this is a bipartisan panel, but is there going to be spirited debate among the different parties as it really comes to putting pen to paper?
What do you think, Richard?
I don't think we'll have any problems. I could not tell you who is necessarily which party. I mean, I've not really checked into it. I guess it's not important to me. What's more important that we come up with a solution and try to get everything drawn. When we get to that point, I guess that's a pretty good question. I'm not sure it will go that well, but I'm hoping so.
What is the methodology here? So you're going around right now talking to citizens all across the state, including Port Huron, next week. You're going to take all that testimony back to your meeting table. And then what?
MC, go ahead.
All right. Excuse me. We've got seven criteria, Paul. There's seven criteria that are in the state amendment, the constitutional amendment that created us, the commission. And so we will follow in ranked order these seven criteria that, I have memorized, but I'll do my best to sort of share what they are. But that's our process. And then with these seven criteria, again, I'll share them with you as soon as I can. But The idea is that we'll also vote. And so there'll be two from each party and then two from from the independents. Right. And I like to say we're all independent. But that party that doesn't identify with either party is right. So there's two from we can't just have, for example, four Democrats and we have nine that we need to make this seven to make to vote on any map that we decide. We'll have three. But that's the process. Right. We'll sort of draw the lines using the criteria. Have the people who give us the feedback at these meetings and these public hearings, like in Port Huron that's coming up, then we'll substantiate the likelihood that we will use their testimony to substantiate why we've drawn these lines, and then we'll vote as a commission, right, to say, yep, this is, after we've got all this feedback and after we've drawn the lines, we're finalizing these maps, and we've got a process that'll help us make that decision. It's written in the Constitution.
There you go. No, go ahead.
I was just thinking about, I didn't actually say the seven criteria. So
yeah.
Try to do it from memory.
Okay.
So the first criteria, the most important one, is that it's equal population and to comply with all federal laws, including the Voting Rights Act. So that's the first criteria and the most important. Second one is to be contiguous, right, that we have all districts that we draw be contiguous. Third is communities of interest. And those relate to self-identified by the people, and that's what we're looking for in the public hearings, in addition to maps and just a general comments. But communities of interest is the third priority. Then we have the number four and number five relate to how we as the commission may give no incumbent a political advantage, nor can we, again, I don't know exactly four and five, but they both relate to how we cannot give advantages to incumbents or to political parties, and communities of interest do not include those political parties. Number six is, I believe we have to respect the municipal boundaries, county and city lines, and then number seven is that it has to be reasonably compact. Those are prioritized.
I want to ask you both this as well. Richard, I'll start with you. Do you expect things to look radically different in terms of where political boundaries are drawn after you're done?
After looking at, the maps and listening to the individuals in each town we've been to so far, I believe, at least my thinking is, once we get in and draw these and follow our rules, I believe we will see some changes in how the districts are shaped. At least that's what I think I'm going to see when we get done.
I believe what Richard. Sorry about that. I was just going to echo what Richard said. I believe that too.
You've got basically this year to get it done. So you've got a lot of work ahead of you, don't you?
Yes.
You can say that again.
I'm also curious as to whether these public hearings have been well attended. Have you had a lot of people coming out with interest in what you're doing?
I'll take that. And we just had our outreach and communications director just gave us sort of a report. We've had about halfway through, we've had excellent attendance. We're doing this for the first time, so we recognize that there is no benchmark, right? We are creating the standard, if you will. Some people talk about flying the plane and building it at the same time, but we're essentially, you know, we're pleased because we know that people voted for this, right? 61% voted for it in 2018, like you said, Paul. And it's been a lifetime since 2018, right? COVID has, you know, basically those 60%, sometimes it feels like we have excellent attendance. And sometimes I think about like, yeah, like there's people who are still fighting for their lives because of this, you know, this COVID outbreak. And we're still sort of coming back together, trying to understand it. And we've got, you know, we don't talk very well together. So we're, yes, we're getting excellent attendance in spite of all the differences. And we want it, we're grateful to be on this program because I think we want to get the word out. We want more. Like, we'd like to hear from every single Michigander. And that's, I mean, we're creating work for ourselves, but that's the idea that we want to represent.
Well, you're certainly making your way around the state. I'm just looking at where these sessions have been held and are going to be held. I mean, you've been in sort of every corner of Michigan. If somebody can't make it to the convention center on Tuesday at 5 p.m., is there, and so there's other locations they could go to if they wanted to, but is there a way for them to communicate with you even if they can't be there in person?
Yeah, I guess I'll take that. Yes, we have a website, www.michigan.gov/MICRC. This will allow you to post comments, opinions. They can draw maps. They can look at what other individuals have posted and what, you know, all about the information of past meetings are all there. They're all on tape. They can be viewed. You can see the bios on the commissioners. The process and how we were picked. And there's a lot of information there, so we'd like everybody to go there and do that. Again, it's www.michigan.gov/MICRC. And once you get there, you can actually sign up and receive emails with a link that will let you view the meetings or even be able to speak at the meetings. You have to sign up in advance, but you can do that at the website.
All right. Yeah. By all means, check that out. Again, 5 p.m. this coming Tuesday, the 22nd of June at the Blue Water Convention Center. That'll be the next meeting of the Michigan Independent Citizens Redistricting Commission. Gentlemen, thanks for your service. Thanks for telling us about this. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, guys. Take care. Bye-bye.